Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is a remote edition of Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. The last time we met the Philadelphia rock band The Districts, they were in our WNYC studios in Lower Manhattan. It was 2013. They had just issued their first record called Telephone, and they had just graduated from high school, which is where they all met. That was obviously some years and several records ago. The band's most recent outing is a record called Great American Painting. The title may not mean what you think. We'll get a chance to speak with singer and songwriter Rob Grote, but first let's hear him and the rest of the band performing a song from the latest record, Great American Painting. This is Revival Psalm, live performance by The Districts.
Come on, do it.
That is The Districts with a live performance of Revival Psalm featuring my guest Rob Groat at the microphone singing and playing guitar. Braden Lawrence, formerly the drummer of the band, playing keyboards now, and Pat Cassidy playing the bass. We'll see him switching to guitar shortly. Alex Held behind the drums. So, Rob, this is the current touring version of The Districts, right?
Yeah. We made some changes, yeah.
And I mean, musicians kind of like that, don't they? Switching things up, getting to play different instruments.
Yeah, totally. We've all kind of like, we've always been the kind of band where like when we're at rehearsal or in the studio, we all kind of switch around and just to mess around. So it's definitely been like fun to have a kind of new era with it.
Revival Psalm is one of several records on the new record, Great American Painting, that have kind of, if not religious, kind of metaphysical imagery, you know? So the idea of a psalm and, you know, the repeated line of you know, to set you free or set me free. In the song we'll hear next, Long End, you know, I'll taste redemption, the truth gets revealed. Was that, you know, those kind of big ideas seem to be driving a lot of the songwriting this time around?
Yeah, I think a lot of that maybe, a lot of that was sort of like a product of like this weird pandemic time, you know, where like ideas of like survival and like revival, these things, for me, like being trapped in, you know, trapped in a small room and like removed from the rest of the world as you've known it, there was this sort of like, it felt like the sort of spiritual side of your life was one of the few things you could contemplate, you know what I mean? Like, why am I here? What's it all mean, you know? And so I think that that sort of motivated a lot of ideas in the record, just this like sort of longing for like transcendence or something, not in like a particularly like Christian way or anything like that, but just like spiritually speaking, you know?
Yeah. Where did you spend the pandemic? Where was this album written?
So kind of split between two places. I spent a lot of time in Philadelphia, which is where we've all lived for the past 8 years.
Right.
And then I went out to a cabin that a friend had in Washington State after pretty far into the pandemic, and like brought some music gear, and sort of half was written in Philly and half was written there. And that was sort of this other extreme of isolation where like not only are you physically distanced and whatnot, but then like being out in the woods, it created this interesting, like, if anything, a lot of the more up-tempo songs were written there, I think, because I was just like had so much desire to be in like a club full of people, you know, just like playing music and stuff. So kind of came out opposite what you'd expect a cabin writing to do.
And it is kind of a big picture that we get on this album, as the title indicates, Great American Painting. How literally should we take that title? Was there a painting or a school of painting that was inspiring you?
Not really. I guess just like it sort of stemmed from, you know, in Philly there was a lot of like crazy political tension going on. Like I took part in protests for Black Lives Matter movement, and then out in this place in the woods where I was, there were these like completely like picturesque like rivers flowing through the mountains, like a volcano and stuff. And so a lot of it came from like these very real images I was seeing firsthand, that any of them could have been a great American painting, but in like very different ways, you know what I mean? Like some hopeful, some very pure, some very dark, you know? And so kind of just like thinking about the state of our world we live in our country and stuff, and how many paradoxes make up what an image of that is, you know?
Yeah. So when you're talking about, you know, big ideas like that, and often difficult ideas, I mean, the song No Blood, that's a response to the kind of epidemic of gun violence, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're dealing with tough ideas, does the music need to be more up-tempo, dancier, you know, so that you can kind of slip those ideas in as people are listening?
Yeah, maybe in some way. I mean, you certainly could do it either way, but I, at least in terms of like the other motivator, like I said, which is like trying to feel something like transcendent about it all, like I find, you know, sometimes processing like something really heavy or dark in a way that feels good, you know, where it's like gets you into your body, whether you're dancing or what, feels like a more powerful way to process it, or at least like a more cathartic way, you know?
Yeah. Well, and it, you know, how much Caribbean and West African pop music, you know, which is, you know, irresistibly dance music, is actually delivering these kind of dark messages very often, or in response to dark political and social events.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So a little bit of that in the new District's record, Great American Painting, which, as you say, Rob, is kind of a, you know, it's both the good and the bad. So that is the Great American Painting that, that our country contains all of this. And Revival Psalm certainly is one of the kind of anthemic tracks on the record. Where does a track like Long End fit in for you?
Yeah, that one, you know, I think, like, there's a few authors that have, like, written about, like, the end of history and this idea that, like, we're at this, like, end point where, like, history is accumulated and it's, like, whatever's next is very uncertain, you know? And that song, I guess, I would say I guess, but I know. that song is, like, you know, another thing that, you know, the survival idea that goes through the record is, like, a resilience and, like, reassuring yourself and, like, the people you love that, like, you will get through all of that uncertainty and disaster, you know, whatever it is, you know? And, like, and I think those points in time where it feels like, where it feels like whatever's next is, like, impossible or uncertain or, like, you know, like, just out of reach. Like, a lot of times that opens up some, like, really great possibilities, too.
All right, let's hear the song. Long End is the name of it. Another live performance from the band The Districts. You'll find this song on their new album, Great American Painting. Thank you. That's Long End, a track from Great American Painting, but that's a live performance, not from the record. The band is The Districts from Philadelphia. Rob Grote writes the songs and sings them. Braden switched from keyboards to bass. Pat went from bass back to guitar, which he needed to do in that song, Rob, because there's some neat kind of twin guitar lines that the two of you do. A little bit of whistling in the bridge, which, you know, that's a brave thing to do. So, it's one thing to write the songs. It's another to kind of, you know, work out the arrangements. I'm guessing that didn't happen in the cabin in Washington, that probably took all of you together to happen.
Yeah, it was a little bit of both. You know, like I brought a handful of instruments, so like I was sort of like fleshing out the arrangements a little bit there. But then this was actually our first time really going about it this way, where we'd email the tracks back and forth. So I would like send them stuff from out there. They'd like pop their headphones in and kind of mess around with it. And that was another like, you know, very pandemic unique situation that, you know, was kind of cool to realize that we could do that where we're not in the same room and still work together. Yeah. But of course, it always, like, before we went and recorded it, we all got together and, like, really played through it and made it come alive, you know? But it was really interesting and unique to go about it through, like, the whole email remote process.
Yeah. Is it something you would do again? Or was this, like, just, this is what we have to do and we've made it work, but now I want to go back to the way it used to be?
Yeah, I guess a little bit of both. Like, we're all kind of, like, moving and, like, starting to live some different places, so we'll probably do a little bit of that either way, but you really can't, like, you can't replicate how good it is to just, like, be in a room with friends making music, you know? So, never going to fully go down that route.
Yeah, yeah. It's, I mean, you know, so many jobs have gone hybrid, and the idea that a band could find its own kind of hybrid way of working is, you know, look, electronic music has been done that way for many years now.
Absolutely.
So I want to go back to something that you said or almost said in introducing Long End. You started by saying, I guess, and then you corrected yourself and said, no, I know that this song, blah, 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 blah. And how much do you know about what a song is going to be when you set out to write it, especially with some of the songs on Great American Painting, which, as we've discussed, tackle some big ideas?
Yeah, that's a good question. I very much work in like somewhat of like a like intuitive stream of conscious way when I'm working. So a lot of times there's like, you know, a general direction, you know, but it often is like, I don't know, it's like if you're on the painting idea, so if you're painting, it's like the whole thing's not revealed till it's quite done. And so there's always like a sort of like working tension between like the unknown you're heading towards and then like looking back and being like, oh, that's what that song was about, you know. It's a little of both.
Yeah, and that is always to me one of the most mysterious and fascinating parts of the creative process, is that sometimes it's not till you're done and you the author step back and, oh, that's what I've done.
Yeah, totally. It can be a nice surprise, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it ever not?
No, I guess it always a little bit, yeah.
I had heard that one of the tracks on the album, I Want to Feel It All, was actually written after an acid trip. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah, it was.
Okay. So we're still doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was in the woods in Washington. It was a very nice experience.
All right, well, as long as it was a nice experience.
And yeah.
So that sounds like something that you had to intend. That was awesome. Now I'm going to write about it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, at least like the phrase I want to feel it all was sort of like something I was thinking about, just thinking about life and the like the breadth of life that's available to you, you know? And yeah. So kind of like went into it with that. But again, like ultimately the process is kind of like, got the music going, got the beats going, just kind of like scribbling stuff down as it goes. So, yeah.
All right. Great American Painting is the name of the record, the new one from The Districts. But the last song you're going to do for us, Rob, is, you know, kind of a hit tune from the last record, from You Know I'm Not Going Anywhere. Cheap Regrets has a lot of kind of, it's almost like call and response, except it's you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the voice and the guitar kind of calling and responding to each other. Was that, you know, at least that's how I hear it.
Yeah, I mean, like, this one, you know, when we were making this last record, it was, like, very much this, like, recording project. We're, like, really building out the song. So kind of the whole instrumentation between, like, the bass, the guitar chords, like, everything's kind of, like, when they get introduced, like, echoing something before it. So it's almost like there's like a deja vu element to the song where it's like, oh, we're back there again, yeah.
Yeah, well, especially now that we're getting to hear it again.
Yeah, yeah.
Cheap Regrets is the name of it. This is a live performance from The Districts. Thank you. Cheap Regrets, The Districts, playing a song from their last record, You Know I'm Not Going Anywhere. The new album out now is called Great American Painting. So, Rob, this was a really different experience, having to make a record under these circumstances. The band has shown itself to be very variable and versatile. So I know you're touring this record now, but I also know that, you know, you don't just turn creativity on and off. You must already be thinking down the road towards the next record. What is the process likely to be different for you now?
Yeah, I mean, it's I haven't had a very consistent like process in general, so it's always something that's going a little different, but pretty much like when the pandemic started, I brought like a tape machine home, and I have like some other recordings I've been working on through that, and me and the band have like a few songs lying around from other recording sessions, so we're always kind of just like throwing stuff ahead, you know, to catch up to.
Spaghetti on the wall, see what sticks. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Great American Painting is a terrific album, Rob.
Thank you.
You took the hand you were dealt and and won the pot with it.
Well, thank you very much.
Rob Grote with the rest of the Districts. The album's called Great American Painting. Thank you guys for performing for us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
And check out the videos of the three live performances that the Districts gave us today. They're all available on the New Sounds YouTube channel or right here on the website, newsounds.org. Our soundcheck crew includes technical director Irene Trudell and producer Karen Havlick and video editor David McLean, working with us just one last time on this session. And my thanks to David for all of his great work on these remote soundcheck sessions that we've been doing over the past couple of years here at newsounds.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.